Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Alicia.
Hola, amigos. Yo soy Fernando.
Welcome to SpanishPod101.com. This is Absolute Beginner, Season 3, Lesson 17. What's the time in Mexico?
In this lesson, you'll learn how to ask the time and find out what time things are happening.
In this conversation, Ashley and Maria are shopping in a store when suddenly one of them becomes concerned about the time.
Since they know each other and are friends, they will be using casual Spanish.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Ashley, ¿qué horas son?
Son las 8:30.
¿Y a qué hora cierran la tienda?
A las 9.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
Ashley, ¿qué horas son?
Son las 8:30. ¿Y a qué hora cierran la tienda? A las 9.
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
Ashley, ¿qué horas son?
Ashley, what time is it?
Son las 8:30.
It's 8:30.
¿Y a qué hora cierran la tienda?
And what time does the store close?
A las 9.
At 9:00. So, Fernando, speaking of time, could you tell us about attitudes towards time in Mexico and Latin America?
Do you mean punctuality, for example?
Yes, exactly.
This is a good question. It's safe to say that in Mexico and Latin America, people are very relaxed about time in general.
So they're not rushing around trying to be places on time?
Right. If someone is holding a party or some kind of event, it is normal or even expected to arrive late, usually a 30 minutes or so.
Really? And that's not a problem? You wouldn't have to apologize or anything?
No, not at all. It's just something that's accepted. So don't be surprised if you're hanging out with friends in Mexico and they never seem to be on time.
What about business situations?
Well, business works a bit differently. There, you have to be on time.
I would hope so.
Just be sure to keep that in mind.
Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is...
¿Qué?
What?
¿Qué? ¿Qué?
The next word is...
Hora.
Hour. Time.
Hora. Hora.
The next word is...
Ser.
To be, for permanent characteristics.
Ser. Ser.
The next word is...
Ocho.
Eight.
Ocho. Ocho.
Next is...
Media.
Half.
Media. Media.
The next word is...
Cerrar.
To close.
Cerrar. Cerrar.
The next word is...
Tienda.
Store.
Tienda. Tienda.
Next is...
A.
To. At.
A. A.
The next word is...
Nueve.
Nine.
Nueve. Nueve.
Let's take a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is...
Hora.
It sounds like the word hour.
Yes, that's what it means. Hora means hour, and it also means time.
So it means both?
Yes. Maybe some examples will help. So when talking about numbers of hours, it's una hora, dos horas, tres horas, and so on.
So that's 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, and so on. And notice that the word becomes plural from the number two on.
Right. Hora becomes horas, dos horas.
Okay, and it also has the meaning of time, you said.
Yes, Like when you're talking about a specific time something happens. For example, es hora de dormir.
It's time to sleep.
Right. Or for example, it's time to eat, which is es hora de comer.
Okay, great. We'll be using this word a lot in the next section. And now our next vocabulary word.
It is tienda. Tienda means shop or place where goods are sold.
Can it be a department store?
Yes, it can.
Can it be a tiny shop also?
Yes, it can be small. In that case, we can use the diminutive and say tiendita.
Listeners, let's repeat.
Tienda. Tiendita.
Can it be a restaurant?
No, we don't use it for restaurants.
What about supermarkets?
No, for supermarkets, we say supermercado or super.
So it's only for stores where consumer goods are sold.
That's right.
Okay, now on to the grammar. The focus of this lesson is asking what time it is and telling the time. Fernando, can you start by telling us the phrase to use for asking the time?
Sure. It is, ¿qué horas son?
What time is it?
Please repeat, ¿qué horas son?
Let's break it down.
¿Qué, as you know, means what? Horas means hours, and son means there are.
So it doesn't translate directly, but it's kind of similar to saying, what hour is it?
Right. ¿Qué hora son? Now, just so you know, you might also hear ¿qué hora es?
And this also means what time is it?
Yes. It's just that hora is in the singular, but either one is fine.
Okay, listeners, please repeat again.
¿Qué hora son?
Okay. Now let's move on to the task of saying the time. Let's start with it's 1 o'clock.
Es la una. We have es plus the feminine particle la and then the number, una.
It's 1 o'clock. How about it's 2 o'clock?
Son las dos.
So this one uses son instead of es?
Good catch. Yes, for all the numbers after one, we say son las and then the number.
Okay, since they're plural, that makes sense. Let's hear some more. How about it's 3 o'clock?
Son las tres.
4 o'clock.
Son las cuatro.
8 o'clock.
Son las ocho.
That sounds simple enough. So, 1 o'clock is the only one that uses es instead of son?
Yes. All others must be son las.
One other thing we should cover here. In the dialogue, Ashley says it's 8:30 or 8:30. How do we add that detail in Spanish?
If you want to say 8:30, you add y media to the number. For example, son las dos y media.
It's 2:30.
Son las diez y media.
It's 10:30. One other thing we should cover here. Maria asks what time the store closes, so she's asking what time something happens.
All right. For this, simply add a before the phrase. ¿Qué hora? And then the action you're asking about.
Let's take the example from the dialogue. What time does the store close?
¿A qué hora cierran la tienda? This is a little advanced, but here's how it goes. ¿A qué hora? Plus the verb, and then object if needed.
Can we hear another example?
Sure. To ask what time a museum opens, for example, you would say, ¿A qué hora abren el museo?
So literally, at what time they open the museum.
Right. Just remember to add the a when you're asking what time something happens. If you're just asking the time, just remember, ¿qué hora son?
Okay, I think we've got it. And that will do it for this lesson. Listeners, be sure to let us know if you have any questions.
Yes, we're here to help.
Take care, everyone, and see you next time.
Adios.
Ashley, ¿qué horas son?
Son las 8:30.
¿Y a qué hora cierran la tienda?
A las 9:00.